Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, Gardaí will be stepping up roadside enforcement nationwide over the bank holiday weekend in an effort to clamp down on drug driving in particular. But a new campaign beginning today warns drivers not just about the dangers of illegal drugs, but also the potential impairment that prescribed medication can cause. And here to tell us more about it is Professor Dennis Cusack, who's Director of the Medical Bureau of Road Safety. Good morning to you, Dennis. Good to have you with us again. The words never, ever drink and drive, I mean, that's a slogan that's almost blazoned on our minds. And look, it still happens occasionally, but there's a very clear and understandable message now, I think you'd agree, around drinking. But the message around drugs and driving, would you concede that perhaps it's not clear enough?
I think there's been a great emphasis, Claire, and thank you for asking me to speak about this. The great emphasis has been on drink driving. And I'll just start by saying that hasn't gone away either. Mm-hmm. That's still a big problem. But today and this weekend, we're talking about the drugs and driving. And yes, it's a major problem and maybe hasn't got the same highlighting over the years as drink driving. You know, last year, we had 174 people who died on the roads. This year to yesterday was 54. And drugs driving, depending on studies you look at around the world, about 15 to 30% of fatal road crashes have drugs as a contributory factor. So people have to be aware. And when we talk about drugs, I'm going to divide them into two categories: those drugs that are illicit, no prescription, and those drugs that could be taken for medicinal purposes, but very often not on prescription. And some of the drugs actually slow down your driving, like cannabis and indeed alcohol, and others actually stimulate a person, like cocaine or amphetamines, and make them really crazy about risk taking. So we've got to be very, very clear that, you know, drugs driving is a danger, causes crashes, causes deaths, cause serious injuries. And I have here in studio with me the device that the Gardaí have been using since the end of 2022. It's called a drug wipe, and it can actually pick up at the roadside four mm-hmm. types of drugs.
You might just describe it for people who are listening, and we'll put it up online, our social media, so people can have a look at it later on.
Yeah, and it's on our website, mbrs.ie. It's not unlike the COVID test, and unfortunately, we all became familiar with the COVID test. And with this, the Gardaí will use this at the roadside. They will take it out of a sealed package so that it's new, it's hygienic, and there's been no tampering with it. You actually then take off the top here.
Mm-hmm. There's a little Gardaí, blue section that
there's
clips
a blue
off
section
the
that the Gardaí will take off. And I'm just getting it off here. I had it mm-hmm. off a few moments ago, and I think I've... There we are. And on that, the driver then around the tongue.
That bit at the top goes into the mouth.
It changes colour when it's ready. It's then put back on to the device here. Then the guard presses to release a liquid. It moves up. And if it's positive for cannabis, cocaine, amphetamines or opiates, there'll be a red line. Mm-hmm. Now, this only indicates at the side of the road the presence. It's not what's used in court. After that, the person will have to be brought to a Garda station, preferably for a blood test, and that will be sent to us in the Medical Bureau of Road Safety on the UCD campus, and we'll test for that.
Okay, so that's just testing for those drugs that you've listed there.
Exactly. And one of them, for example, people say, well, if I'm on Valium-like drug for anxiety or for sleeping, or after bereavement for a short time, could it turn up positive? And the answer is yes, because all it's showing is that you're taking it. But with the benzodiazepine, the Valium-like drugs, there also has to be impairment. In other words, it has to be seen to affect your driving. Whereas with cannabis and cocaine, there are actually levels. Just like alcohol, where we have a level of 50, there are levels for cannabis and cocaine. Mm-hmm. And the great news about this is, this was introduced in December 22, and in 2023, we supplied the Gardaí with 20,000. This year, with funding from the Department of Transport, we're able to supply the Gardaí with up to 45,000. So that's a huge increase. And this sends across the message, look, it's serious. there's a risk that if you take drugs and drive, you're going to be caught.
Now, what about the people then who have been prescribed a sleeping tablet or something like the Valium type drugs that you have described there? They're taking them the night before and they go out and drive the next day. Are they at risk here?
No, they shouldn't be, because if you're taking a prescribed medicine in accordance with what your doctor has advised, or any other medicine, even over the counter, that may contain something like a codeine or may contain something that could turn up positive, provided you're taking them in accordance with that advice, even if it shows up, you shouldn't be impaired.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and this is what we want to get across, a message. If you're on prescribed medications, it's very important not to be scared off and saying, oh God, I'm going to be picked up at the roadside, I'm going to be hauled to a Garda station. No, the message for people genuinely on prescribed medications, you're taking them for better health, for better driving. And there is a booklet, Sláinte agus Tomáit, Medical Fitness to Drive Guidelines, in fact, the new edition was just launched a few weeks ago, that sets out, because people with diabetes, with anxiety, with psychiatric disorders, with heart and lung conditions, they're fairly familiar themselves with how they feel. But if your medications are changed, the dose is increased, or you go on to a different brand, maybe for a few days, you might have to adjust or cut out your driving until you feel yourself that you're safe. And the one thing I will say is online medications has been in the news in the last few days.
Yes.
People feel, it's cheaper, I'll get them straight to me and so on. The trouble with online medications, you really don't know what's in them. Are they the genuine article? Are the concentrations right? Is there something else mixed in? So I'd have to say, as a doctor, to anybody on prescription medicines, check with your doctor, get things genuinely on prescription, follow your pharmacist's advice. And coming back, when I'm talking about online and things that people shouldn't be taking, and by the way, a lot of people on the benzodiazepines, the Valium-like drugs, we believe that they're not taking them on prescription. They're either taking them off prescription, not in accordance with prescription, or in the great old Irish phrase, I borrow them from the sister or brother. I don't know how you borrow tablets when you pay them back, but or they get them on the street. So they're probably the people that we need to look at. And one of the things, both with alcohol and drugs, we've actually seen figures last year, a number of drivers have come in to us, their samples, numerous times. And as well as being a danger on the road, there's also a societal aspect, domestic violence, other violence, accidents, work problems. And I want to see with other doctors that we also have a parallel rehabilitation or medical support program. Because as well as taking these people off the road on the criminal justice system, which has to be done, we need to look after them as well.
There's a piece missing then in terms of support for people who have addiction problems.
Yes,
when it comes to these medications.
And we have to recognise, that the criminal justice system has a role, but so has medicine. And indeed, there's going to be a big debate about cannabis, medicinal cannabis. I addressed, amongst many others, the Citizens' Assembly. And at some stage during the lifetime of this government, and I leave it to the government, but I think there's a probability that there will be some form of legalisation, or more likely a decriminalisation of cannabis for personal use. And we're going to have to face that. And again, cannabis has changed so much. 10, 15, 20 years ago, it was a much smaller strength. Now it's very strong and it can affect people. And we know it's mainly young men who are the people who are taking this.
You see, young men can often feel targeted. Young male drivers can feel targeted when they hear about campaigns like this.
Yes.
But the figures tell us there's a good reason for that.
There is. And I remember going to, in fact, I've done a few of the secondary schools, and the young men, because they are, they're 16, 17, 18, they're coming to the driving age, and they'll say, why are you picking on us? And I said, well, you're actually right. We are, in a way, picking on you, but we're doing it for a reason, because the samples we get in, 85% are from men, and also the age group under 24, we had 1,100 samples in, 25 to 34, 1,500 samples in.
Well, they might say the samples are concentrated in that group because they're the ones that are being tested in the main.
Well, also, they're probably the people driving, and they're picked up at Garda checkpoints. And most of them, although we have looked at the figures, how many people come back more than once, but it is genuinely young men. So, yes, there is a reason. And the other message I'd get out to the young men is particularly you're at the start of your life. You've got, you know, family, work. The last thing you want to do, first of all, you don't want to kill yourself, and you certainly don't want to kill anybody else or injure anybody else, even your friends or family who might be with you in the car. So in many ways, we're talking about behaviour and responsibility. And that's a message that's hard to get across. Young men, physiologically, and this is one of my points that I used to make with the late Gay Byrne, men with their frontal lobe, the front part of their brain, develops at a different pace to young women, more risk-taking. So we know that this may be in part explanation, but of course you can't put that forward as an excuse and say, judge, it was the front part of my brain that made me do it.
Unfortunately. And it's very hard to get that message across to the people who are in that at that stage of life.
We're just hoping that this message will get across. And leaving aside the health dangers of drugs like cannabis, we're talking today only about safe driving. And that's the message to the young men. If they make a choice to take drugs that are not prescribed, they really have to be very careful not to drive. Mm-hmm. Let somebody else do the driving, because they're putting themselves at huge risk. And the use of cocaine, which is actually not concentrated necessarily in younger men, it's through all ages, also has to be looked at, because it drives people crazy. They speed, they overtake, they don't wear seat belts. Huge risk.
And it's a different kind of impairment to the one you described when cannabis use is involved.
Very, very different. And it's a much more complex even to test for the drugs. So the message I have really is, as a doctor and someone who's been in this for 30 years, and also as a coroner, where I've seen the worst outcomes, families devastated by a death in a road crash, is don't drink and drive. And this weekend, our other message is, don't take drugs and drive. You're putting yourself and others at huge risk. You could be ruining your career, your family life. And if you injure somebody or kill somebody, you're going to have to live with that for the rest of your life. So for heaven's sake, don't do it. Make other means of transport.
Can I just go back to the online medicines? Because we had figures during the week around the seizures of the drugs that were coming in that shouldn't be. Benzodiazepines, I think, were top of the list. But weight loss medications now in this new era are in there as well. Do you have concerns around people taking something like a weight loss drug and how that might interact with their driving?
There's no evidence yet that it causes impairment. But and again, I don't want to move away from the main mess about drugs and driving. But my advice as a doctor and as someone involved in healthcare, you know, all my life, as well as the forensics, is don't go online to get medications. You don't know whether you're getting the real thing. You don't know whether the dose is going to be right, the concentration. You don't know what else might be in it. It might be cheaper. And also for something like the weight loss drugs, and I leave this to people who know more about it, but I would just say it should only be used in certain circumstances. And it's divided into three. One third of people, you know, see no effect. One third will actually have side effects, and one third it works quite well. So some of the side effects can be quite severe, but I think we've strayed off the subject of drugs and driving. I think weight loss and medications and driving are not yet an issue, mm-hmm. but it's something we're going to be looking at, because it has mushroomed in the last 1 or 2 years.
Yeah, I just wondered, because it featured on that list, whether it was something, but I suppose your message in general terms is, if you're taking medication, whether it is prescribed for you or it's illegal or you got it online, you need to check how it's going to affect your driving.
Yeah, and because it comes down to, you know, every driver's behaviour, it's your behaviour, it's your responsibility. And we've got into an age where we say, oh, well, the government should be doing this and so-and-so should be doing that. But this is actually a good example of the responsibility lies completely with the driver. Mm-hmm. And if you take drugs, you've got to make sure that you're going to be a safe driver. And if not, don't drive. Pure and simple.
Pure and simple. Dennis, thank you so much. That's Professor Dennis Cusack. We're back after this quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.